Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
713, they go together like a horse and carriage, really. Joe and Cindy Farini. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I think it's a compliment.
Who's the horse and who's the carriage?
I'm not sure. We'll ask them. Guys, who's who?
I'm not going there.
But anyway, Joe and Cindy Farini join us this half hour, and they've been a part of this ministry in WCRF for so many years, and we're grateful for their advice on marriage. This week, it's what do you do when you don't care for one of your spouse's friends? How did this come up, you guys? Did you hear from someone on this?
Yes, actually, we did. Sometimes through email, sometimes when we've spoken at a conference, we'll get these questions and write them down and bring them to the radio when we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then how do you both decide how to handle this?
Well, I guess I'll start. When Joe and I first were dating, he was introducing me to a lot of his friends, and a lot of his friends actually went all the way back to junior high school and still are friends of ours today, just great people. And you know what? I liked all of them. I liked them. I liked their spouses. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. You know, like I like everybody. And then there was one couple.
Oh, here we go.
That,
I was like, oh, wait, wow, that's amazing.
Wait, hold on. So then there was one couple. And personally, I didn't care for the wife too much. And so many years have gone by that, you know, there are seasons of life, and this particular couple isn't in our life for various reasons, not because of the reason that I didn't care for the wife, but and actually I didn't care like a ton for the husband either. But you know what? I really felt like these were friends of Joe's and people that he spent a lot of time with when he was in dental school. And I just felt like, you know, I just need to be a grown-up person and just learn to be with them. I don't have to be their best friend, but I do need to be able to socialize with them and really have, you know, sort of that Christ-like love as opposed to like, oh, you're just my best friend kind of person. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, yes, it did happen to us, and it's happened to us over the course of years, but I feel like we just needed to be, you know, grown-up people and enjoy whoever you're with at the time that you're with them for whatever their good points and their bad points are. Because just as equal as there are some people that I didn't care for, I'm sure there were many that didn't care for me either. So that's how life goes.
Yeah. All right. So then, Dad, what are some, sometimes, you know, there's like personality differences, but what if there's more than that, like a lifestyle choice and things like that? How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, if we're dealing with some blatant sin on behalf of some of the folks that we're talking about in general here, then, you know, it's my responsibility really to step up and really be the husband, be the man that God's called me to be. I mean, my ultimate job, one of my ultimate jobs besides loving my wife as Christ loves the church is to protect her from anyone or anything that could cause her or me or us to compromise our convictions. And so there are times I've had to basically intervene, if you will, and say, you know what, it is not a wise thing for you to get together with this one person or that person, because that person, you know, days later has a lingering effect on you. And so I need to be the one sometimes to step up and say, you know what, you need to step back from that relationship because it's not healthy for you and ultimately for me and our family. So, mm-hmm. You know, that goes both ways. I mean, you know, Cindy is really very spiritually discerning individual. And sometimes she can scope out things that I don't see pretty clearly. And so it's one of those things that we really work together as a team. And it's been actually, you know, very helpful and very, you know, insightful to get perspectives after we go out with some folks as to, so how did that go? Mm-hmm. What kind of conversations did you have with that person?
Yeah.
And,
well, then, so Mom, so if Dad says to you, don't hang out with this person, are you like, okay?
Well, the situation, this is interesting because the situation that he's talking about a number of years ago, and Kathleen will remember this, we just went through a really rough patch just in life, emotionally, just some relationship issues that were kind of hurtful. and some other things too, a number of other things. And I began losing my hair. And we're not just talking like a little patch. I was like on one side of my head, I was had a fistful of hair that was gone. And one particular person that was in our life at that time just was a very negative influence. And even though, you know, as a Christian, you feel like you want to be helpful to them and you want to be loving to them and you want to be in their life, Joe just felt like that was too much for me. And so at a later point, when after that situation, that period of time had kind of remedied itself, this person got back in touch with me and said, hey, you know, I'd like to get together with you. And, you know, both of us were like, oh, no, because it was pretty intense. And so he just said to me, he said, you know, if it starts up again like it was, I just want to ask you not to get together with that person, because it really, it was one more thing that really added to the other things that were going on that were really hard. And so, it, you know, it was hard in one way, but in another way, I totally agreed with him. And so I did get together with this person for one meeting, and it was actually a very nice, positive meeting. And it didn't go any further than that, so that was good. But I think we have to be really careful, you know, kind of what, where God, where you are in your life and where God is leading you. So I think you have to be... As a woman, I needed to listen to my husband and listen to the reason for his protection for me. He wasn't just saying, don't get together with that person. He was saying, because of how it affected you. Mm-hmm. And that was only one piece of the puzzle of how everything was affecting us at that time. That person wasn't the sole, reason for kind of where I or we were at that time.
Mm-hmm. So then what about making guidelines? Like, how do you come up with guidelines for your relationships?
Right. You know, someone once told me, I think it was very wise counsel, that who you are and what you become in 5 years is going to be greatly influenced by those that you associate with today. And so we want to make sure that the people that we are hang with are people that are folks that we could see down the road as people who would become close friends of ours. And, you know, great. Thankfully, there's nothing in the Bible that says we need to hang with liars, gossipers, and slanderers. You know, all right. I mean, in fact, Proverbs 20:19 says, do not associate with those people. And so, I mean, if we follow the guidelines that God has given us through his words in relationship to, you know, what does it mean to build good friendships, then I think he has some really good insights as to what you need to be doing and not doing. And Cindy, you have some additional thoughts there.
I do. You know, I think it's important that we try, as the scripture says, to live at peace and in harmony with everyone. And so, you know, if there's a person that I'm not that fond of and we're invited to a group gathering, I'm not going to stay at home because one person is there and I don't like them or I don't care for them. I'm going to go and I'm going to socialize and I'm hopefully going to be graceful and grace-filled. And I guess what I want to do is realize that, as I mentioned before, that these people don't have to be my best friend. And likely they probably won't care for me either, because sometimes it's just a personality clash. Maybe we're too much alike, you know?
Right.
So I just think, you know, I go into those social situations and I try to enjoy that person as much as I can. I have had one or two situations where I've asked Joe, when we go into, like if we're at a situation where we're all seated at a table or something together, I have asked him, I said, if you could you please try not to put me next to this particular person?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really just because at the end of the night, then I may be frustrated with their, like maybe their negativity or the way that they, you know, converse without going into all kinds of detail. You know, there's,
you're
whatever
right.
it is that my issue is. To just say, you know, would you mind trying to not have me sit next to that person? Who knows at that table who's saying, hey, please, don't get me next to Cindy Farini.
Right.
You know, I don't
want to
sit there either. And so, you know, that's going to happen. And I think we just try really hard to be kind to those people. And you know what? It kind of overflows, too, even into our families, because there's people in families that we don't particularly have like a buddy-buddy relationship with, and yet you have to fellowship with them. Well, you won't mention, but like we had company yesterday, and I don't know.
It was me. It was me.
So it's just, I mean, you know, there's people you when you see them coming, you're like, oh, yay, look who's coming. And then some people you're like, well, you know,
here
let's just do our best. And I think that's what I would want. I guess when I think of it, I put the shoe on the other foot and say, how would I want people to treat me that don't care for me?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to feel like when I walk into a room, like I can tell exactly who doesn't like me. I would be hurt by that. And I wouldn't want to hurt someone by acting that way toward them.
Well, some great advice again this week at 724. Our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. And if you want to reach out to them, it's pretty simple. Search for My Marriage Matters on Facebook or go to their websites, joefarini.com and cindyfarini.com. And if all else fails, you know you can come to us. Go to brianandkathleen.org. Thanks, Joe and Cindy. As always, we're grateful for your help.
Well, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.